Today is Monday, the 22nd of April, the feast of Mary, Mother of the Society of Jesus, in the fourth week of Eastertide. Gillian Fisher and Michael Chance sing Stabat Mater Dolorosa by Pergolesi. By the cross from which hung her son, his mother stood in sorrow and tears. As I listen, I can prepare myself to contemplate Mary's share in the suffering and the sacrifice of Jesus, a sacrifice made freely and made out of love for the world. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home.
Mary, the mother of Jesus, is an example of someone who knows how to love, who responds freely to God's commandment to love. In today's reading, taken from the Passion of Jesus in John's Gospel, we can contemplate how that love is expressed. Imagine the scene described here. the cross, and gaze upon Mary as she stands by Jesus. This can be a painful scene. Notice how you are. Are you able to just be present to it, as Mary was? As you stand next to her, do you sense what she's feeling? Is there anything you want to say to her? As you listen to the passage again now, see if you can focus on Christ himself. How does he look upon his mother and the disciple whom he loves? What do you feel drawn to in him?
Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home.
This scene, however difficult, is a scene of deep love. Love affects us in a powerful way. Turn to Christ or to Mary now and speak to them about what this scene has sparked off in you, bringing today's reflection to a gentle end in God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.